She's a cold-blooded killer.
Right, and what's
like, what, straight up.
Dude. Let's talk about that for a second. But remember something. She comes across now, anyway, because she's older. She comes across as an old lady. Can't really pick on her. As you said, on the outside, she looks like an old lady. She is complete. She is the poster child of a vicious leftist. When Cruz said to her during the Kavanaugh hearing, who leaked this? Talking about letting, what's her name? Christy Blasey Ford's name out. You had to, I took it as a tremendous, I got a lot of satisfaction out of it. When all of a sudden, from a vicious leftist, as we're describing, she morphed into a little old lady and she went, I didn't do it. Like that. I was like, what's the matter? Not so vicious now, are you? Because Cruz basically pointed at you right in your face and said, well, who let her name be known? Because it was only your office
but that's
that knew
her
name.
That's where the Republicans don't go far enough.
That's where you got to go for the jugular.
And then you say, you did it.
You did it.
That's who did it.
Right. They'd have no problem doing that.
That's
they have
exactly
no problem whatsoever.
How, you see, that's where we lose, people.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
Ted Cruz should have said to her right at that point, said, I want to know who leaked that name, and you have 24 hours to provide the Senate committee with that information, because guess what? It was only your office that had that woman's name. Now, having said that, she is a vicious leftist, okay? And because they can't think ahead or refuse to think ahead, that completely backfired on her. That has been all over social media, and you don't have to be Catholic to be cheesed off about that statement. The dogma lives
loud. It's a dangerous statement.
Well, it is. You want to know why? Because then, let's say a conservative evangelical or a conservative Jew who agrees with us on
abortion,
or a Muslim agrees with us on abortion, agrees with us on gay marriage, agrees with us on transgenderism. They look at that and say, well, if that was a Muslim nominee, or if that was a conservative Jewish nominee who agreed with Amy Coney Barrett, is she going to turn around Feinstein and say, the dogma lives loudly in you if you're a Muslim or a Jew? They think in their mind, well, yeah, she probably would do something like that. So my point is, it backfires on that because she didn't think that far ahead. But look at an example. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, okay? So Bill Donahue came out with an article today, right? You just, Joe Resinello, on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com, the last live radio station standing, you just gave the Crusaders out there an example of those voices of reason, okay, about how the Democrats should proceed. But now check this out, because you got Bill Donahue, this is today, and basically he's saying, after the other day saying that, you know, they're going to back off, he's right about the politicians, but now they're activists. And the media, they're coming out after Nancy Pelosi affirmed that it doesn't matter what her faith is. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. That's a quote. Doesn't matter what her faith is. Dick Durbin, all right, who was guilty and complicit in the last go around with Coney Barrett, said, I'm going to be extremely careful. Now, I preface what I'm about to say to all the Crusaders and to Joe Resinello is this. I get it that they disagree. I get it that the left is going to say things that we're going to vehemently disagree with. What arouses my anger more than anything else, and I think the Crusaders know that you and I, particularly me, the veins can pop out of my head very easily. Stop thinking we're stupid. Now that to me is insulting, and that gets me angry. You want to go after Coney Barrett because you don't like her judicial philosophy or because she's pro-life or whatever the case might be. Knock yourself out. The second you think that we're all stupid is when I start to get angry. And what do I mean by that? Pelosi and Durbin come out and say that. They know damn well what they're doing. They want to savage this woman. That was them saying, we're going to be very careful. But all you activists and media people out there, go get her. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's what Donahue got into. And I say this because I want to make sure that we let them know. Listen, we are not stupid. This is Donahue. It's clear that the Democrats got burned for their bigotry 3 years ago and are not prepared to go down that road again, at least not in an ostentatious way. That does not mean, however, that their surrogates in the media are going to restrain themselves. So, I mean, if you hear this again, everybody, hold on to your lunch, okay? And by the way, these collective groups, all these atheist groups, I'd like to see them get all like one big collective Catholic backhand. That's how much I detest these people because they're vicious. They're atheists are vicious, okay? So you have Freedom From Religion Foundation contends that Barrett, now catch this, would, quote, complete the Christian nationalist takeover of the high court for more than a generation. Again, the Crusaders can't see me right now. The veins popping out of my head.
You know something?
Go ahead.
Who cares? Who cares?
I'm with you, bro.
How does that sound? It doesn't matter. It's about the Constitution.
Right.
Right?
But they can't handle that argument.
Because they hate you. Do you understand that, people? I hope you do. They despise you. The tolerant people despise Christians, particularly Catholics. And I'm going to say it again, because King Dude said it, and I agree with them 100%. Barrett scares the living crap out of them.
Well, let's get into this for a second. They have to label her an extremist. We've said it before on this show, on our social media shows. There is nothing mutually exclusive about the United States Constitution and the Catholic faith. Okay, you could be a very good and devout and faithful follower of Jesus Christ and his Roman Catholic Church and adhere to the principles that are established in the Constitution. There is, unless I'm missing something, I'm not a constitutional scholar. Freedom of religion? Okay. Free expression of your faith? Okay. I don't agree with your faith. I want to be able to argue with you and talk to you, have a conversation, have a chance to evangelize. But I got no problem with that. We're not imposing. As Donahue always says, the Catholic Church doesn't impose, it proposes. Freedom of speech? Of course you have freedom of speech. There's nothing that excludes a devout Catholic from supporting freedom of speech, free association, the right to bear arms, okay? Nothing in the Constitution says that I can't be a very good and faithful Catholic and a very good American. Why do they hate her? Because if you apply objective moral principles to the Constitution, okay, because the Constitution already expresses those moral principles, okay? Well, the left can't have that.
Well, Joe,
they need a radical leftist, secularist, atheist interpretation of the Constitution so they can preclude you if you do happen to be a religious person who believes in the, let's say, in the Constitution itself. You know
Joe,
what I'm trying to say?
But it's not just the left. It's the right, too. It's Americanism. You see, Catholicism attacks that indirectly as well, and that's why they hate you. Barrett is a gifted woman. She's brilliant. Her husband is also brilliant. They have 7 children, which means they're generous with their money. She adopted 2 poor children. She has a Down syndrome child, which means she's loving and caring and patient and understanding.
Right.
And that scares the living hell out of them.
You know why it scares living hell out of them? Merck X Factor is in the chat room. He said it exactly right, and it's along the lines of what you just said. Quote, the radicals would prefer they were, those talking, speaking about her 2 adopted children. Of course, you could throw in the Down syndrome child, too. The radicals would prefer they were murdered in the womb over being colonized by a nice white family. See, somebody like Amy Coney Barrett, and others, but she's in the news right now and she's the focus of attention, okay? Somebody like her reminds them of just how evil they are.
Oh, I agree.
She reminds them.
You're right.
Of just how selfish.
And she doesn't
they
have
are.
To say anything. She
shows her family.
That's it. You see, that's why she scares the hell out of them. Do you know what Napoleon said? He said, if you give, I believe it was Napoleon, you'll probably know this more than I, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. He said, if you give me 12 men like St. Francis, I'll conquer the world.
I think it was Lenin.
Okay.
He said, if I had 12 men like St. Francis, I would have conquered the world.
When you meet a Catholic that is truly operating on all cylinders, and I have met them in my life.
Those people are amazing.
Your head will spin off your neck.
That's right.
You will never forget that human being, ever. And it has nothing to do with them.
And we've been blessed to have met some.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you've met more.
I'm not even kidding.
Right.
So my point is, it has nothing to do with the person. It has everything to do with God's grace. And I'm not saying that Barrett's a saint. But what I am saying is this. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. She's not Catholic, just a name.
No.
She lives it. You don't adopt two. Who adopts two children from Haiti? Who do you know who I'm talking? You hear my voice right now.
When we said the Book of Wisdom, as well as other parts in Scripture, clearly indicate that the righteous, by their very existence, indict the wicked. And that's a true statement. But notice what he said. He's not saying the righteous by what they say. By their very existence. Because there are people like, and this is what we all strive to be, certainly as Catholics. We want to be people that are leavened. We want to be the light of the world. We can only do that when God, we allow God to operate through us to other people. And when you look at a picture of Coney Barrett with her kids behind her, that's God who informs her life. And the wicked can't stand it. Dianne Feinstein can't stand it. Dick Blumenthal can't stand it. Kamala can't stand it because she represents everything that they're not. She represents everything that they're not. And that's why they have to tear her down. And as Aaron said, that's what they do. And again, this is the norm. And we want to get into it a little bit just to remind people. We're not going to go through an exhaustive list. Just to remind people, again, we mentioned earlier in the segment on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. We mentioned earlier that this never was like this. And those of you were what, probably 17 years old. I was 20 years old when all this started, when they did this to Robert Bork.